We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet the Archie the Manager. Speaking, Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Deems Taylor. Deems. Like in Deems, Dem, and Doze. Well, look, Duffy, the guy is a big shot in music, you know, an expert on operas, philharmonicas, you know, intermezzos, concertos, symphonies, things. Huh? No, I can't ask a guy like that to fix the jukebox. Dean Taylor fixed the jukebox. Can you imagine what he charged? Now, this is an important guy, Duffy. Deems is to American music what au gratin is to cheese. Certainly. Well, I'm going to let him listen to an opera which I have just wrote. Well, after the way Hollywood gave me Picture the Cold Shoulder, I figured that a successful opera will help me save face. If it's the same face I used in the picture, why do I want to save it? Look, Duffy, please, I better hang up before I am forced to irk you. Now, leave us see how this opera sounds. It opens, the Duke has lost his entire fortune. He's sick with fever and malaria as he comes home from his mother's funeral. He walks into the house and he finds his wife in the arms of his best friend. So turning to the audience, he stabs himself with his dagger as he sings, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." Well, now that part's okay. Eddie, that's the second stack of dishes you dropped today. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I guess I must have lower plate wobble. But I'm sorry, Mr. Austin.
The government spends $2 billion to split the atom. All they had to do was to bring it to you. Now, cut out the noise. I'm busy here.
Ain't you through with that opera yet?
Well, no, not quite. I'm working on a score.
Who's ahead, you or the opera?
Okay, scoff me, Nabe. I fire upon you.
Hey, well, what's this with this opera stuff, anyway? Is your Hollywood career finished?
Well, no, they're still annoying me.
Annoying you? Well, you call them up, and they ain't in. You write them letters, they don't answer.
Well, wouldn't that annoy you? This opera will change all of that. You see, Eddie, you're gonna have a background before they respect you in Hollywood.
Background, huh?
Well, sure. Like Esther Williams used to be a swimmer, you know. Frederick Murray was a saxophone player. Lawrence Melchior was an opera star. Lionel Barrymore.
What about him?
Well, he was an actor before he became a doctor.
And one you forgot.
Who?
Lassie.
What was she?
She started as a dog.
See what I mean? Of course, I didn't have that kind of a background.
Oh, no?
No, I was great in a picture, but in order to be a success in Hollywood, you've got to do something besides that.
Well, according to the critics, that's just what you did.
Thanks, Eddie. So that's what I say. I think this opera will do great things for me.
How?
Well, look, if Deems Taylor likes it, and I think he will, and if he sponsors it, as I think he's bound to, and if the public goes for it, as I think they should, and if the critics like it, and...
Then what?
I don't know. Where was I?
I don't know where you was. At them altitudes, my radar stopped working.
Eddie, I can see you like all of the rest. Nobody understands me. I don't think there are 5 men in the world that understand me, living or dead.
Hello,
hello, Finnegan. Hey, what's with you? You look very dapper tonight.
Oh, thank you, Art. I guess it's his hand-painted tie. It's pretty, Art, isn't it?
Well, it looks kind of fuzzy.
Maybe I should have shaved my chest before I painted it on. Hi, Dee. What are you writing there, Arch?
An opera, and if you don't mind, I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, if you're writing it, Arch, don't worry about it.
Well, thank you, Clifton.
Yeah, Everything you write has a stamp of your personality on it.
Thank you.
Your work is always so, what's your word?
Individual?
No.
Unique?
No.
Clever?
No.
Finnegan, your vocabulary is pretty lousy.
That's the word, lousy. Say, look, Archie, who's going to sing in this opera?
Who's going to sing? Well, certainly not you with that voice of yours.
Just a second, Archie. I bet you if I took the trouble, I could be a very good soprano.
A soprano yet?
Yeah.
Finnegan, in order to sing soprano, you've got to be a dame.
Oh, then it wouldn't be worth it.
You a singer.
Do you want to hear me sing up the scale?
Perish forbid.
Well, listen. Listen. Don't let me voice all that she's old.
That was up the scale. Leave us hear you sing down the scale.
Don't let me voice all that she's old.
Well, your voice ain't bad, but you got a horrible sense of direction. Where did you ever learn to sing, anyway?
From listening to the birds.
To the birds?
Why, certainly. Birds can sing better than anybody.
What are you talking? People can sing rings around a bird anytime. Take that Lily Punch. He can hit an F above a high C.
While balancing herself on a telephone wire?
Finnegan, please, leave us not discuss your singing no further.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Say, Miss Duffy, I seen you last night with that poet Falstaff Openshaw at the hot dog stand.
At a hot dog stand?
Yes, that's the beauty of Falstaff. The poet in him loves those little sidewalk cafes.
And a cheapskate in him don't object neither.
You're wrong, Archie. Falstaff isn't like that at all. He's like all poets. He never thinks about money. Never once has he said to me, Miss Duffy, how much did that meal cost you?
Oh, boy. You should have seen them eating together, Rod. You know, they're really in love.
Oh, Finnegan. Oh, don't be silly. We were just having a hot dog.
So look, Miss Duffy, I've been around. Don't tell me. You know, I know when a fella and a girl take the hot dog out of the roll, put the two ends in their mouths, and work towards the middle, that's love.
I didn't know about this, Miss Duffy. Are you really serious about this, Falstaff?
Well, yes, I am, Archie. As a matter of fact, we're going to announce our engagement just as soon as Falstaff asks Papa for his consent.
Well, why don't he ask him?
Papa won't let him in the house.
Well, look, Miss Duffy, I would like to spend more time discussing your maritime relations, but... I gotta get this opera ready so we can sing it for Dame Sailor.
Oh, an opera here tonight? Oh, well, I better go gargle my throat.
Miss Duffy, you're not gonna sing here tonight. You and your off-coloratura.
Archie, whose father is boss here and can have who fired?
Who said you couldn't sing here tonight? Okay, gargle yourself up.
Thank you.
What a voice. Eddie, nail down them pig's feet. There's a hard collar loose in the Oh, brother, am I lucky that this opera of mine is singer-proof.
Blow the bugle, toot the trumpet. Here is Falstaff. Where shall I dump it?
Falstaff, where do you get them poems? Does Miss Duffy inspire them, pray chance?
Oh, no, Archie. I am a true poet. And the true poet is inspired only by suffering. Yes, I guess Miss Duffy does inspire
me. Has she inspired any new ones lately?
Oh, indubitably. Have you heard, stop flirting with the optometrist, mother? You're making a spectacle of yourself.
No, I ain't heard that one.
Or, the police closed father's barbershop when they heard he was handling hot towels.
Very quaint. Well, Steph, why don't you think up a title for my opera?
An opera? Tis done, old boy. I shall go woo the muse.
Oh, she's right over there by the cash register. Don't let her take your mind off of that title.
Oh. Archie?
Oh, yes, Falstaff.
I think I have just been struck by the muse.
Well, it's your own fault. With a dame like Miss Duffy, you got to work a little slow.
No. No, old boy, what I mean is I think I have a title for your opera.
Title for the opera? Let's hear it, sir.
Death in the Delicatessen, or Salami, Where She Hung.
Well, it's very unusual.
Oh, yes, yes.
But maybe we better try for something a little more mosaic. Shall we?
Hey, Mr. Archie.
Yes, Eddie.
Ain't that Dean's tailor coming in the door?
Where? Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at the guy, Eddie. Such culture, such refinement. Notice the graceful way he steps over Moriarty. Well, Dame Taylor. Well, dames, in behooving myself to bid homage to a man of your ilk and crudeness, I feel ashamed of my lack of verbosity.
Archie, it went that away.
What?
The English language.
Ah, the same old dames. You ain't changed one iota. Tell me, what brings you down here tonight, dames?
Oh, I don't know. I guess just lack of willpower.
Dames, that could be an insult.
It is.
Oh, well, I was just checking.
Oh.
You don't mind?
No.
Oh, well, how's things?
Pretty good.
That's good. Read any good operas lately?
Well, frankly, no, I haven't.
Oh, huh? Yeah. No. Been to any movies lately? Say, like at the Paramount?
Oh, that's right, Archie. You did make a picture, didn't you?
Did I make a picture? It's just been busting box offices all over the country.
Well, that's simply wonderful. Who was in the picture with you?
Oh, I had a little support. Betty Hutton, Paulette Goddard, Alan Ladd, Bing Crosby, guys like that. But enough of me, dames. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing some commentaries on the symphonies with a little support from Stokowski and Damrosch and Toscanini, guys like that.
Well, you gotta have a little help.
By the way, I haven't seen your picture yet. Tell me, Archie, how was your performance?
Well, frankly, dames, some of the critics didn't like me. But on the other hand, a lot of them didn't mention me. The New York Times, for example, ignored me.
Oh, well, you know the motto of the Times, all the news that's fit to print.
Yeah.
Tell me, Archie, what did you think of Hollywood?
Oh, come see, come see, you know, gorgeous limousines, sumptuous parties, swimming pools, diamond terraras, beautiful dames, you know, and yet not entirely without glamour.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Well, dames, this is strictly entre vous, you know, but the warmth of me reception was somewhat chilly. They wasn't too kind to me.
Jealousy?
What else? And, of course, to that movie gang, I was just a guy from a tavern making $15 a week.
And that didn't impress them?
No, their standards are different out there. You know, to you and to me, $15 is a lot of dough.
Oh, yes.
But in Hollywood, you can't swing a cat without hitting 5 guys that make that much. Gets a little discouraging.
All right. Well, Dean's Taylor, as I live and breathe.
My goodness, you do, don't you? Simultaneously, too. By the way, let's see, you're Finnegan, aren't you, young man?
Young man? Dames, you not only know who he is, but what?
Say, Mr. Taylor, why do I always get you confused with Spike Jones?
Because you're a jerk.
Oh, that's it. I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Archie, you're much too intolerant. Finnegan ought to be handled with, treated with understanding and patience. Finnegan, my boy. You see, Spike Jones is an exponent of jazz and musical burlesque, while I, on the other hand, am, well, what they call a long hair.
A long hair? Oh, yeah? So what you do, leave it home?
Oh, Archie, what was that word you used a moment ago?
Jerk.
Thank you. Finnegan, you're a jerk. Beat it.
Good work, James. Now, look, I got a little surprise for you.
Uh-huh.
You see, most composers have been dead for 100 years, right?
Right.
James, do I look to you like I could be an opera composer?
You certainly do.
Thank you. Now, prepare yourself for a little shock, James. I have wrote an opera.
At two, Brute.
No. This one we're thinking of calling Salami, where she hung. And I think I can safely say, Deems, that it is the most beautiful opera that's come along since you yourself wrote that Peter Rabbitson.
What's the plot?
The plot? That's the beauty of it. You see, the curtain rises, and all of the characters are on the stage dead.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why not? You see, it's revolutionary.
Now, just a second, Archie. The characters are all dead in the first act?
Who said we open with a first act? You think I let myself be hogbound by tradition? This is a modern opera. You see, what I do is I put the second act after the third act and split the first act into intermissions that overlay the overture. But I see I'm confusing you.
Who, me?
Look, Dame, instead of me telling you about it, why don't you take it over in the corner and read it over to yourself, just quietly.
Couldn't I scream just once?
If the mood seizes you, sure. Hey, Miss Duffy, Falstaff, come here.
Hey, Josh, what does Dame think of your opera?
I don't know yet, but I'll bet he falls in love with it.
Well, that's nice. I hope they'll be very happy together.
Finnegan, please, I am too busy to listen to these half-wittyisms. I got to get the cast together for this opera.
Say, Archie.
Yeah, Dame.
It says here in the on the opera, written by Archini. Is that you?
Yeah. I figured Archie was too plain for opera, so I decided to adopt a musical name, you know, a metronome. Well, Dame, tell me, what did you think of the opera as a whole?
That's exactly what I thought of it.
And you don't know the best part of it.
What?
Well, we're going to put it on here tonight, and we got a nice fat spot in it
for
you.
No, Archie, wait a minute. This is carrying it too far.
James, please, leave us be realistic. Here we are, you and me. Neither of us getting any younger, you know. I'm managing a broken-down tavern. You're the president of ASCAP. Ain't we got no ambition? Now, here's your part. Okay, gang, everybody ready? Okay, Maestro Melnick?
Yeah?
Overture, if you please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to present a scene from a new opera wrote by my esteemed self. Now, this opera tells the story of an ancient and royal Italian family named the Pastos and their enemies, the Antipastos. The part of Prince Cacciatore Pasto will be sung by Mr. James Taylor, our eminent contemporary and mezzo barracuda. Thank you. Now, the part of his sweetheart, Princess Vermicelli Antipasto, will be sung by that popular lyric falsetto, Miss Duffy, our popular cashier and girl after Men About Town. Thank you. Now, if you please, Maestro Melnick, we will commence with the libretto.
Oh, Cacciatore, how can I live without you?
Oh, Vermicelli, I'm so mad about you.
Oh, Moon.
Oh, June.
Egan.
Boy, is this bad.
Mr. Taylor, please, tonight you are not a critic. You are merely a broken-down opera singer. Oh,
sorry.
Granted.
Oh, what a tragedy.
What hollow mockery.
Dear, shall we laugh or cry?
You laugh, and I will cry. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Ha-ha.
Boo-hoo.
Archie, this music.
Yeah.
It's La Donna Immobile.
Well, thanks, Dames, and it gets even more so. Continue, Maestro.
Oh, princess, the man coming through the forest.
It's my trusty servant and old family container.
Oh, princess, whither art thou?
I wither here. Whither art thou? What hide you, hence?
I come tiding sad bearing. Tiding bad cherry. Kiddo, I have news for you. Princess, your father, the Baron Gorgonzola Antipasto, approaches forthwith. He has found out that you were in love with this son of a mortal enemy.
Oh, this is terrible. Quickly, Captain Torby, quickly, we must flee.
Yes, Vermicelli, we must flee.
Flee.
It is too late to flee, my love. Here is your father now. Here is your father now.
Here is your father now.
What are you doing with the son of the man I hate? Prince Cacciatore, whither is your father?
I wither right here, Antipasto. Wouldst make out of it?
Please, no scene, Pop.
Why so I hate you?
And I hate you.
Oh, I hate you.
And I hate you.
Do I hate you more than you hate me?
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
We hate each other with a love that's true. Antipasto.
Yes, Pasto.
Didst you bring your sword?
I did.
Wouldst fight?
Would.
Then, sir, on God.
Right, come
on.
Oh,
stop them, Cacciatore, before they sunder each other from limb to limb.
I cannot, Vermicelli, lest they will sunder me.
Then I will stop them, though it cost me my blood's life.
Yes, look. The princess has run betwixt them. She has just been stabbed. She's down. She's up. She's down. She's up.
Please, Mr. Melnick, you will please start the violin section. Thank you. Well, go on, Miss Duffy. That's your cue. Drop dead. Eat good gad, Antipasto. Tis the death rattle. I fear I have stabbed your daughter to the quick.
No, Pasto, you have stabbed your own daughter.
What? Yea, verily? What dialogue dost thou sayest, thou man?
Well, 'tis the truth I speak, Pasto. I am the old nurse, and when the prince and princess was mere babes in arms, I got them all mixed up one day.
You got them mixed up?
Yes, I mixed them up. I got them all mixed up. I couldn't tell them apart, for I'm singing the wrong tune, but I got
you
them
got
mixed
them
up.
You got them all mixed up. He's good at this. Thank you, Falstaff.
They mixed us up. Well, then, Vermicelli, I am you.
Yes, Cacciatore, and I am you.
Then he is she.
And she is he.
Oh, T for two and two for T. Oh, T.
Eddie. Please, don't massacre this noble music. Now, go ahead, Miss Duffy. Please, resume dying.
Oh, Cacciatore, I am dying. My tide is ebbing fast away.
Please, Princess. Do not leave me.
I'm sorry, my prince, but the time has come when I must die. To find that formless soul lying in the sky.
Oh, princess, do not leave me like this.
Oh, no, you can't die and leave the prince like this.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, I must go.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, I must go.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, I must go.
Oh, no, no, no.
And she ain't the only one.
There goes Dean.
And he's had all he
Come back, Steve.
No, Archie, I must leave me think. But first I'd like to say that this here our press.
Dean!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next week.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.